Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Joint heirs with Christ. Is he blessed?
Yes.
How blessed is he? Well, how blessed are you? You're a joint heir. We hadn't grasped all of this, but it do us good to hear about it, shout about it, and talk about it. Let's read it again. I'm going to read this to you from another translation in the Weymouth translation, verse 13, Galatians 3:13, Weymouth. Christ has purchased our freedom from the curse of the law by being a curse for us, because cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. The New Living says, Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. Now, eventually, I believe we're going to just go back to Deuteronomy 28 and camp there. Because if you can find it in the curse, what's the good news? Come on, help me out. If it's in there, you don't have to have it. You're not supposed to have it. In fact, it's not just for the righteous to be cursed. The devil has no right. No right. No right. Now you need to tell him where to get off. You need to know it. Not be mealy-mouthed about it. And resist him. Steadfast in the faith. And if you do so, what did the Scripture say? He has to go. He'll flee. That's what the Scripture said. He'll flee. He'll flee. Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it's written in the Scriptures, cursed is everyone who's hung on a tree. Through Christ Jesus, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham, so that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Thank you, Lord. The Weiss translation says it like this, Christ delivered us by the payment of ransom from the curse of the law by becoming a curse in behalf of us. Hallelujah. God's Word just says it like this, Christ paid the price to free us from the curse that God's laws bring by becoming cursed instead of us. He purchased our freedom. He rescued us. He ransomed us. He delivered us. What? From what? From the curse of the law. Do you know that poverty and lack is in Deuteronomy 28? Did you know that sickness and disease of every kind is there in Deuteronomy 28 in that curse of the law? Did you know that any kind of mental anguish and problem and fear and distraction and depression is in that curse in Deuteronomy 28? If it's in there, I've done this for years. If something's trying to bug me, and because I had the privilege of teaching this, a lot of times I've looked at some of these things in different translations, and it's a good study in what is actually mentioned. I mean, the flu is in there. Tumors are in there. I mean, infections of every kind, inflammation, genetic problems, things inherited. I mean, the list goes, I mean, they're named specifically. And then in case anything was left out. One verse says, every disease that's not named is part of that curse. And so if I needed to, I'll say according to Deuteronomy 28, you know, whatever the verse is, such and such is part of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Is that right? Therefore, it has no right to be on me.
Amen.
It has no right to stay. I resist it in Jesus' name. And the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. This is one of the big things. The Bible said we have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak. If you don't believe it enough to say it boldly, you just don't believe it. This blessing, and the curse too, was released through words. And the blessing is received through words. Come on, can you see it? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? Say what? I'm redeemed. Redeemed from what? The curse of the law.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm redeemed from poverty. I'm redeemed from experiencing lack. I'm redeemed from not having enough. Go, somebody say, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed from not being able to pay my bills. I'm redeemed. Now see, if you'll receive condemnation and guilt and shame and talk about all your mistakes and all the bad things you've done, you'll think, well, you know, I probably don't deserve any better than this. And when bad things happen, well, you know, it is what it is. And I know I've missed it in so many ways. But then you're not saying you're redeemed. You don't believe it. You're not convinced. You're accepting the curse that you should not have. But the truth. Help me out. Now the truth will make you free. And the truth is Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Oh, praise God. I've been redeemed from financial lack and problem. I've been redeemed from pain and disease and problem. I've been redeemed from mental anguish and emotional. I've been redeemed from everything that's in the curse of the law.
Hallelujah.
And it didn't stop there. That was verse 13. What's verse 14 say? So that. Come on, you got to put it up. We'll close with this. Verse 13, what does it say? I want you to put me in there. Christ, read it with me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That's not the end of the sentence. You see that? That's not the end. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile. Who's that?
Me.
Through Jesus Christ, that we, who's that? I might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The curse has no place in my life. It has no right in my life. The righteous should not have the curse. They don't deserve the curse. It's not right. Because as we'll see, if you read, you know, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, part of the heads of tribes stood on one mountain, part of the tribes stood on the other mountain, and they declared, if you obey God, if you keep His statutes, if you do what He says, all these blessings will come on you. You'll be blessed when you go out. Now, let me just stop. What does it mean you'll be blessed when you go out? It means when you get up and leave the bed and walk through the house, when you walk out the door, you're walking in something. Something is on you. Something is around you that goes before you, that comes behind you. It's something that enables you, something that strengthens you, something that makes you smart, something that makes you aware, something that's dealing with people to give you favor before you get there. Come on, can you see? Something that's protecting you while you go and prospering you and causing you to have good success.
Hallelujah. Good success. That's it.
You're not cursed. You're not cursed. You don't make forward a step and get knocked back too. No. It's not always something else happening. Can you see how the devil's programmed people to expect a curse? Yeah, well, when's the other shoe going to drop? I knew it was going too good. We, in the pavilion when we were building that, the Lord helped us so much. In the beginning, I got it in my heart, Phyllis did too, that we could have it before the fall social. Well, there were a number of things that looked like that was not going to happen, not going to work. But we've been there before. And so we're counting on something to help us. We're not just relying on our smarts or our people's smarts or their hard work. Thank God for all that, but we know we need more. We need more than that. And we have it. We have it. And so as it was going, it was just going supernaturally well and fast. And some of our guys were involved with some of the people that brought the timbers and stuff. And they were saying, man, this is going good. Man, we'll be done. Our guys were talking like that. One of the guys said, shh, quit. You'll jinx us. Not our guys. But quit. You'll jinx us. And they said, they had to explain to them, we don't do jinx. Well, now here's somebody. I don't know if they even believed in God or not. But what do they believe in? What jinx is another word for what? Curse. See, they're thinking, well, you know, don't, you know, mess up our luck. Right. This ain't luck. No. This is not luck. When things go smooth and you have no problems, something's going on. Come on, can you see that? I had the Lord tell me a number of years ago, he said, Keith, I'm helping you much more than you know. How many know that's got to be true, right? I'm helping you much more than you know. What is that? That's another way of saying my blessing's working in your life. Praise God. My blessing's working in your life. Is anybody thankful for the blessing? I mean, the reason things have gone as well as they have, it's been because of the blessing. Even when we hadn't been fully cooperating, God's been merciful to us because he knew what we didn't know. And if we're at least trying to do something and cooperate with him, then you got it manifesting to a degree. But how about let's get all the hindrances out of the way? How about let's quit believing lies, right? And let the full blessing be manifested in our lives. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stand on your feet if you would. Praise be to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.